Ion, I want to go back to Mount Gilead. Curious.
Okay, right after we do your pick.
All right.
You got to extend. You got to stretch more. You don't have to lift nothing, but you got to stretch more. You're getting all stiff. You're doing everything you're supposed to do, but you're not letting your body do what it wants to do.
Okay, but
I concur.
I concur because of my former use of performance-enhancing drugs, it's freaky now with the RNA drops because if I just do one set, I'm, like, pumped up like a fucking bull, man. So if I keep pushing
Yum.
Up, I will keep
Yum. Yummy.
I bought,
pump
I
up
mean,
the volume. Pump it up. Don't go crazy. We didn't say go Johnny Atlas. We said stretch.
Okay.
There's a difference. We're not saying go. We're not putting you back in the gymnasium. We're saying stretch a little bit because all that's happening is you're going to make every little damn toenail you ever had become this systemic, endemic, bad feeling.
Okay, I see what you mean.
You cannot put your body, I don't care what state you ran your body through, that memory is. You can say, oh, I'm not going to do that anymore, and blah, 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 blah. Then shit's going to start falling off of you, darling.
Okay.
We are very type-specific. Why would we be going into all those details which you obviously do not want to speak about, obviously, because it's just a little bit more than you'd want to talk about. And we didn't make you take your clothes off or nothing, but we have. We can do that if it's necessary. It's not too big a thing for us. But the whole point is get yourself in a motion to where your body can naturally be what it does. Then some of these ambient, flippant pain and incredulous, oh, I had an old thing I had to deal with. Well, you're going to continue to deal with them. You're going to continue to deal with them, and they're going to get worse because now you know better. Total biology says, suck it up or fuck it off. That's what total biology says.
Okay.
So I got a bad back, so what should I do about that?
You got a weak back? How long you had it?
25 years.
Oh, you probably got it about, what, a week back?
I had surgery. It's bad.
You made a pun, Kyle. You had it a week
back,
but a week ago.
Back.
Week back.
Back.
Okay. All right.
Take your right hand, touch your left big toe. Take your left hand, touch your right big toe. Do that until your back quits hurting.
That's it?
That's it. You're having spasms. What's happening. That's why it hurts.
Yeah, I know. I understand all the mechanisms.
Well, then you ought to know that stretching left to right, right to left will line up the vertebrae. You know all that. Why are you asking us?
Well, I even have a machine that does that. It's called a
We don't mind that because it does line you up, but you need to physically, like standing, do it so because the machine does it perfectly. You won't. And it'll force you into a little more lineup. The machine doing it for you fakes you into comfort. And then you get up and it seizes right up. It's not long before it tightens right back up.
Okay, but what I'm asking, you said about the memories. How do I get the memory out of my mind? You know, how do I let go of that?
A lobotomy. Lobotomy will work.
Lobotomy.
Yeah, but don't let them pull it through your nose. Let them make a little hole in the top. They pull it through your nose, it gets all messy. But sometimes they get into the other stuff, and it gets into the short-term stuff, and you really probably use that. Likely would use that. But lobotomy will take right care of it. No problem.
You don't want to do that.
Why not? He's asking to not remember. By God, that'll do it.
Yeah, listen to this monster.
I thought there was something easier than that.
That's a monster. That's coming from Hong Kong.
Hong Kong.
That could be a keto. Maybe that's a keto. Back to you, Kyle. Sorry to interrupt.
One of the questions talking about synchronicity. Lukenbach, Texas. 1984, I'm in Nashville, Tennessee. I'm at my peak singing abilities. This guy tells me Waylon Jennings needs the opening act. And I said, well, I don't have a band. I need a band. So he calls Waylon Jennings and talks to him about using his band. So he says, okay, come back in a couple of days and I'll have to tell you their decision. So, well, after listening to you now and about being in my power, I know that I went to my motel room, sat there for 2 days, scared the shit out of myself, and convinced Waylon's band. They told me it was too much work. But really, I scared myself out of that, didn't I?
You did. You separated yourself from the capacity. And happily
yep.
so, because it would end tears. It was a good thing.
Yeah, look at it that way, Kyle. Happened. You did the right thing.
Well, maybe I've always done the right thing, but I'm just saying, I knew that I had the power, if I wanted to do that. But I was afraid to do it. You're saying I would have went up there and choked up. Is that what you're saying, Ian?
No, you'd have done fine, but it would have ended in tears.
In what way? His career would have taken off and he wouldn't have been able to take it?
He could not have sustained himself now.
Like my cousin who OD'd.
Well, OD'd. That wouldn't be so bad. That wouldn't be so bad, overdose. That wouldn't be so bad. There's lots worse things than dying, Kyle.
So what would I be doing now? Drinking myself to death or what?
Oh, we're worse. Now, Bart, we got your glutes. We got your pecs. We got your traps. Oh. Your lat. What about your lat? What's wrong with that?
Nothing. You helped me with the rope-a-dope. The rope-a-dope. I need to do more of the rope-a-dope because it scares me because it just blows me up, Ion.
What's wrong with that?
I'm growing out of my clothes, man.
And? So did the Incredible Hulk.
Yeah, but fuck that. To be that fucking... I mean, I'm extra large shirts now.
Congratulations.
Okay.
We're saying your body is going to do what it's going to do. Okay, we got this. Just let me say it this way. Let's make it simple. You don't do nothing, darling. Don't you raise your hand to do nothing. We got this.
I mean, that's what it's like been like anyway. But that's what
you
it's been like
nothing.
Anyway, Ion.
You ain't seen nothing yet. You ain't seen nothing yet because your body naturally is going to do what it does. Now, you're saying blow up. Don't worry about that. You're actually catching up to your normal size.
Okay.
The balloon is only happy when it's filled. When it's not filled, it's limp. It's nothing. There's nothing to it.
Okay,
you just now got the machine called your body into a way that'll actually work. You can temper it into a nice balance. We're not saying you got to be where you can't walk, where your arms are dragging the ground or anything like that, or you can't walk because you can't put your legs together or something, and you mash off your testes so you're trying to get yourself through wide across. But we're saying that there's room for a little adjustment, that you can be a little bigger and still be balanced, and you're extra large. Good God, Bob wears an extra large, and he's a size 2. Okay, are we settled with this now? Do we understand?
Yes.
Okay. 21-inch neck, is that all right?
No. No.
Don't fuck with us.
Ion, everything is working perfectly. You helped me with the rope-a-dope. Everything's fine. But I'm not doing that much, and I'm growing.
Okay, we know
crazy.
This. We know this. But we're trying to balance you so that it will be a controlled burn. Otherwise, you're going to... Step one more step back, and then we're going to take over, and it's going to be Elephant Man.
Okay, no, you don't want that. Don't want that.
Okay, then hear us when we say, do what we say do, or we got this.
I've always done what
you told me. A little bit. We're saying stretch. We're saying stretch. We're talking about you getting stiff, and you're fucking yourself up, and you say you're growing, but... We're not saying go run marathons. We're not saying anything. We're talking about stretch out so that your nerve endings can do what they do, connect. And that'll be okay. And we're going to go easy. And otherwise, we're going to give you something stretch too. Ain't no trouble.
No, I'm listening.
You can lay in that damn bed. You'd be so big you can't get up. We got this.
No. Okay. But no, I'm following everything to the chief.
Stretch. take your arm and distend it over so that you stretch out your pec from the inside out. And it won't make it grow or blow up or anything, but you've got to stretch because it's just going to fill with water because you have that memory anyway.
Right. I
see. We're not going to sleep. We don't have to slip no creatine on you to make all that happen. It naturally happens. And it's not your performance enhancement bullshit. It's you coming into your place of power. It looks a little different than this little mealy-looking, try-to-be-withered-up drag rat of a human being. Get yourself formed up there where you can work with something.
All right.
Shake yourself and know that you are God.
Gotcha.
Okay, Roxy, I want your point now.
But you were telling there, last week we were talking about perfect proportions. Is there any statue or anything that shows what the perfect proportions will be?
Dahar shows the perfect conditions. It's a place not far from Nazareth. Urbit.
He's answering your, the perfect proportions are in Dahar, Roxana. Some particular building?
No, she's talking about the shape of the body of what the right size and shape is. And that's for the best representations of that is.
You mean as a, in a tribe, the people there?
No, she's talking about Mitzek bodies, what right size.
Right, and you're describing Mitzek bodies in Dahar that have that proportion.
Yeah. Yep.
How long do they have to have been there in Dahar to have the body?
All of them have there.
Even like somebody from Washington University, some American.
Oh, no, Swedish it's representation. Person. She asked for representation, statues shapes.
In artifacts.
She wants to see what a big old good or a good old big one looks like.
See what the Greeks look like.
Okay. I just go look at Mark.
So
he's got it going on. He got it going on, honey. Ever seen a black man blush? We can do this.
You notice as the show goes on that Roxy's sophisticated German patina melts away and the Mexican tough person comes through? You start hearing that?
Yeah, the Mexican mafia. By 2 o'clock, she becomes El Jefe.
Comandante Rox.
Did we get anywhere with the Dahar artifacts?
Yeah, we got that worked out. And but that's we got
and
your answer now. And give me your point regarding Bart.
Is this objective
yes,
art?
No. Yes.
Objective art.
Yes.
Art.
You may object to it.
Is there something like objective art, like the pyramids are said to be objective art or the musical instruments?
Yeah, Gurdjieff had this concept, Ion, that objective art were like the pyramids. They were designed to have certain effects on people, well-programmed effects.
You can object to them. They're too big. They're too high. They're too hard to climb. They're too hard to lay down.
What about subjective? Right. Subjective art?
Ah, subjective means that they have to fit your space. If they don't fit your space, then you decline them as an art form that you embrace. That's
once
why some people can't like the Matisse. They don't like the Renoirs.
Once I read that antiquity, for example, in Egypt or in Greece,
there is no antiquity. There's only
there
now.
Was,
we keep changing
this. In the other now.
We appreciate how you got it all worked out and you're asking, but honey, when you start out with the false premise, you can't get anywhere, and then you wonder why you're not there, because the there that you wanted to get to can't reach here. And so antiquities can change. We can change it instantly.
Well,
the reason we look so smart sometimes as we do is that we will go into your past, put into your Googler what we are going to say so that you can find it, and you go, oh, my God, look at there, Maud Amy, it's in the Googler. It must be real.
There were some civilizations or are some civilizations like the Greeks and the Egyptians. They had laws about proportions.
Lamentation.
That part of the Bible, Lamentation?
Yeah, we'll solve it for her. She's asking about where does it list off what appropriate right proportions would be, or what do they look like, or what gauges is it inappropriately?
In
Lamentations.
I like beauty and harmony and symmetry and.
Don't overdo it, Roxy.
We don't. We don't.
We don't. We all like harmony, symmetry, and Mexican designs.
This is boring.
Symmetry is boring, Roxy.
The problem with symmetry is it's always the same.
We are symmetrical.
Are you? You're so symmetrical, you can't get one foot to know what the other foot's doing. You're so symmetrical that you can't even prefer to sleep on one side than another. Tossing and turning. Mm-hmm. How intriguing. You're so symmetrical, you can't even make your hair grow evenly.
Uh-oh, Roxy's in for a grilling. She's going to be waterboarded.
Yeah, honey, we got tickets. We can take you to Guantanamo.
Mm-hmm. You said you like it rough.
I like it rough. They're getting bark all happy now.
How do you spell Dahar?
D-A-R-A-A.
When we get the perfect cells, we are going to have those proportions.
Do you want those proportions?
I don't know. I haven't seen them.
The point is, Roxy, is that you will get, be able to get what you want. So it's not going to be
But she doesn't know. That's what she's saying. She doesn't know what she wants. So you want to go back into your past to look at a picture of something that was to see if it compares to now so you can see if you want to try that on from then. Sounds like you want to see what God looks like. And if we show you what God looks like, then you want to look like that. Now, if that's true, you win, because that's the answer to the day. But it's not about a physical meat type body. It's about being God. So if that's the case, that's good. We're just trying to make Bark Bark's nipples stand up right. That's all we're trying to do.
Ion, you said that Mount Gilead is a geographical location, but let me specify
Gilead.
That more. Gilead, okay, Mount Gilead. Is it located in terra firma? I mean, is it present on...
This continent, yes.
This continent?
Yes, Mount Gilead.
It's near that on this continent, but it's in other places also.
In Moab. It's in Moab. What you call Uzbekistan.
So that's where you're speaking from right now.
No, that'd be Kazakhstan.
Hmm. Are you separate from JW right now, Ion? Like you showed us the other night?
Yeah.
What is JW doing right now?
Weighing some tanzanite.
You're saying Mount Gilead is in Uzbekistan, but we also mentioned that Mount Gilead is a connection to ourselves.
It is, of course. Just because what you do is not your body, but what you do affects your body. Right. Same thing. Same song, second verse, just like the first.
So is Mount Gilead the base of ourselves?
There's a bomb in Gilead.
Does Mount Gilead have a special relationship to the planet?
Fasciitis, yes.
Okay, now we're going into riddles. Fasciitis is your...
That's not riddle. This is about your damn feet. We're trying to hit it.
How the fuck is Mount Gilead connected to my feet, man?
Because you're putting some significance in it, and your issue is to solve your feet. That's one of your things. So you're putting a thing
the
into
base.
The Gideon. You're
the
putting
base.
Some significance.
All right. You're asking
thanks,
the base.
Thanks.
Don't be
the
sorry.
Base.
Sorry didn't do it. You did it. Look here.
Going
look
back.
Here. It's the base, Mount Gilead. Look it. There's a balm, B-A-L-M. There is a balm in Gilead. Okay?
All right.
Now, a soothing balm. What does a balm do? We're going to get Dr. Dean on you.
A balm is some type of ointment that you would put on a muscle or a joint in order to relieve the inflammation.
Jeremiah 8:22.
Let me take a break here, Burp.
No problem.
I want to get this done before Ion leaves, in case he has something to say about it. We put that up there.
Don't argue,
like that.
Just do it. Don't argue, just do it. Put the volume up, turn that down, mute everybody, puff a buff.
And here goes. I don't know what the topic is, but we're talking to the hologram.
Okay, so we're going down this back route. A body can't even walk here, right?
Not quite.
Yeah, it's very, very narrow.
There you go.
To the left, to the right,
straight
or
on.
Just straight through. And that is not noticeable with human eyes from that point.
Not so far.
So that we could walk through there. Uh-huh. Interesting how close it is to a normal tunnel.
Uh-huh. But then if you were actually there looking at it, it's about 8 inches wide. But we can get through it because we're in very skinny, no floor.
You seem to be walking with not a silly, a more purposeful mean on your face, right?
Oh, okay.
A more purposeful mean. Then JW is a little more relaxed and silly looking. You look very almost intimidating. You're not very intimidating, but you look very serious. What is that?
That's
the face of Bo, right?
Not required. We don't emotion.
But that's what we're seeing. No emotion.
Now, we play more on the radio than other things, and that's fine and well, but that's just for comedic value.
Do you have to be JW's emotions to play on the radio?
No, but his are pretty fluid. We can use them.
So that you appearing to be human.
Oh, we have to be able to communicate so that they can get it right sometimes. All we're doing is tell them how they're fucked up. They won't listen long. So they'll say, okay, we're fucked up.
Are you positioning yourself so we just sort of see you on an angle like this? Is this on purpose?
We don't position at all. We are.
Okay, so what we heard there was Ian showing us the corridors, the exits to other worlds, or from this world to other worlds, whatever. We were looking at it on a Skype, and we could see what Ian said is 8 inches. You go through 8 inches to get to the other place or something.
Once you open the portal, the whole portal width is 8 inches. But once you're in it, you can walk right through it.
And you haven't shrunk.
Correct. Hmm. There's no continuum of time-space to gauge, so you don't need a certain space. You can be 30 inches across and going through an 8-inch space. If a rat can get its head through a crack, it can go through it, regardless of the size of the hole.
Are you really an electronic hologram?
No.
What are you then? What's the word we would use? Pixels?
We didn't say.
You don't want to say what it is, what your substance is.
We didn't say. Because anything we say turns into another thing, and none of those things apply. So you, are a people who are not. Peculiar people who are not.
You said who's the you? Did you mean me or all of us here or the whole human race?
God's peculiar people who are not.
Gods are peculiar people.
Yes, you say the only thing that exists is sound, so are we sound waves?
No, but you are resonance.
Resonance, that's a more comprehensive word.
No, no.
Now,
resonance.
Right. Now, what's
not resident.
Name?
That's not where you abide. Resonance.
Now, Era from Sweden, she wanted to talk about duality, and I said, well, you have to include
both sides.
Yeah, you want, what's that other one? Duality and
singularity.
What is it?
Singularity?
No, polarity. Polarity, vibration, magnetism, and frequency, and other things. Is that what's more involved than just focusing on duality, Ion?
Maybe.
Can you just relate things through duality as a filter?
If you have a strong enough bias.
Oh, it's up to the bias you have. You get whatever you want.
So it's how you got what you got now.
Uh-huh.
Duality
biases are good. A bias. It can be Bart. It comes back to the whatever you say is.
It's like Bart's tricep. They have a mind of their own.
Is there a reason why you call me Bart when my name is Bert?
Yeah, I'd like to know that too.
Yeah, we just said because it's Bart.
Is that Bart?
They're saying Bart, B-A-R-K. Bark, B-A-R-K. Bark, what we call you.
Bark. Oh, okay. Bark. Okay.
Bark, not Bart. Bark. Whoop.
Why are you calling Bert Bark? What's the point there?
Because he answers to it.
He didn't know that. He thought you were saying Bart.
Yeah,
no, it was clear. And he knew enough to ask.
But it sounded like Bart. It didn't sound like Bark.
Yeah.
Oh,
it did not sound like
a
dog.
Well, we weren't saying a dog. We were saying Bark as a tree. Bark.
Okay.
What would you like to be called instead?
Bark is fine. It's no problem for me.
No, it's not about fine. This is about preference.
I have no preference.
Well, then you have a bias. The bias is you ask the question of why.
Okay, let's go back to bias and duality. I remember hearing you saying that gods have no duality. So are we at the point
right.
now where we're moved above our bias, but we're able to play with the bias?
Hopefully so, yes. Hopefully so.
What's the difference between bias and preference?
Bias is not a preference. Preference can be a bias. The reason you prefer is because you have a bias. But the bias is not your preference.
What happens with preference once bias is it overcome? Is that the correct way to say it?
Mitigated.
Preference is mitigated.
Do. And we're glad you snuck out to play tonight. You who shall from this day forward be known nameless.
Oh, nameless, okay. Well, you made a comment about symmetry and tossing and turning and not being able to sleep on one side or the others.
Yeah. That did it, didn't it? I caught it. Yeah.
Well,
it sounds good. Now, nameless, tell us this. Tell us about your relight experience. Inquiring minds must know.
The only thing of note that I mentioned recently was actually to Ginny was that I had a couple of different more noticeable shifts going on. One of them more recently was a more expansive quiet, like a great quiet. But
a noisy quiet.
Was it a noisy quiet?
Well, it was so quiet it was making you crazy.
It was very noticeable, and
it's the most silent, loud, quiet you've ever not heard.
That's correct.
And you like that or no?
I did like that.
You're quite the escapist these days. You separate yourself from your world pretty quickly and easily. You noticed that?
I have noticed that, yes.
We're trying to get you back into here in the real world. Bob, cue that one up. Here in the real world. Bob says, is there music? Is there music on the board? Has that ever been loaded? Well, I'll just defer to Bill. And Bill's long asleep by now, and I've hit the panic button, and I don't even know, but it happens.
Are we on resonance of essence?
Maybe. We'd like to say yes, but you're not sure.
No, that's why I ask.
Right, and properly so. And we say, it's becoming, so no foul.
What was your question, Roxy?
He said we are resonance, but resonance is like a sound in a space that is mirrored by the surfaces, and it is made stronger, like in a church. So I'm asking if we are resonance of essence.
Of ascending?
Essence?
Oh, essence.
Essence.
Resonance of essence. Are we resonance of essence?
Residue of essence.
Residue refers to ghosts often.
So some hours ago you said Bob is like creating these echoes from immanence and the essence.
Yeah, immanence versus essence.
Immanence was like the echoes, and the essence was from where we come from.
Echoes do emanate.
Yes.
Not emanate, immanence.
Immanence.
No, but that we didn't say immanence.
So echoes don't apply to immanence, but they apply to emanation.
They apply to domain. Cowboys don't cry, and heroes don't die. And good always wins again and again.
Who was that? Roy Rogers?
Trigger. And love Trigger. Is a sweet dream that always comes true. Oh, if life were like the movie, I'd never be blue.
Okay, well, let's go to some exciting stuff here. I'm going to mute everybody. And we'll then show the next level of revelation here. This is a good topic coming up. Okay.
I see that your face is not emotional.
Yeah.
That's what we're seeing. You do look like the way Hollywood represents an alien guy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very good. But nice acting there, Ion. Good acting.
Stoic, you say.
Yeah, stoic. Yeah, you're looking stoic. So you you engage.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ion. Great story. Great experience.
And seeing great fun. Enjoy. We'll see you tomorrow night at the sales.
Should we do it again by Skype, or is that too complicated?
Another
Let's
time.
Let's see how we go. Let's see how we go.
So now what happens? We're going to go back to JW?
Therefore, we are totally deliciously happy and forever. Come, please. Hey, y'all.
Hey.
So what have you experienced the past half hour?
Chilling. I got a little stuff done.
Well, we watched. Here's what's neat. We'll tell you what happened. We, you exhaled. Ion appeared, but it was you. It quickly, we realized we were looking at something a bit different. And then we went back and looked at you, and you had your head. If you can see, look at this. You were like this with your eyes closed, like asleep. And then we walked along and watch this JW head, which was the hologram, and you can see the stoic, no emotion in the face.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
I know he got some scowl of some sort.
What'd you say? You feel there's a scowl?
I know he had some kind of scowl of some sort.
Are you saying you could have had, or you did? Or?
No, I normally have some kind of scowl on my face of some sort.
Yeah.
No, you don't.
It was stoic. There's not one.
Yeah, there wasn't one, and there wasn't your silly grin. There was a seriousness in the face, and he eventually called it stoic.
Anything else about me you'd like me to address?
No, we don't.
Bob is just too damn.
I'm too damn honest.
Honest.
No.
Ion took us through an 8-inch corridor.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we.
I think I'm on my cord. What did y'all do? What is this?
I don't know. What is it? Well, what's a cord?
You got me on the cord. I'm charging.
Oh, we didn't notice.
You don't know how you got charged up.
I'm charging now. I'm not.
Did you notice him being plugged in?
I never noticed that apparatus. We didn't see that.
Oh, I think Ion went over and plugged. Show us the wall plug where it's plugged into the wall. Did Ion walk over there?
I didn't see that. But he may have been attaching things. But it was a great interaction with Ion. It was very fun looking at his solid head.
Yeah, it was a bit of a shock to see your profile, and then a second later, he the other guy's walking away.
Yeah, it's like we're fast shifts from you. We're looking at you. And then this guy's walking away. So I said, "Where's JW?" And he flashed us back, and you're there with your eyes closed like this, and very peaceful. And then we're back to him walking. And then his face was way, a Hollywood projection of serious know-it-all kind of look. And no foolishness. But and then he would ask me, this is what was fun, GW. He'd ask me a question. And before I started answering, he started laughing his head off. So I realized that the question was a put-on, and he already was fucking laughing at me.
Set up.
We could see that he had set me up. We watched it.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it was neat. We should have taped it.
Okay, tomorrow is Friday.
No, videotaping.
All right.
Yeah. What'd you say, JW?
Tomorrow, Friday.
Yes. Well, it's Friday for...
Turn off the quick time box.
Are we on the phone? Hit quick time.
You're on the video. Okay, I got to sign out because I got to get my stuff done.
Okay, just make it on.
And there you have it. That is the extravaganza tonight of the split-off ion, the real ion, which can take any form.
Tupac.
What? Oh, yeah, you're still here. Tupac, yeah.
It would be interesting for JW to see what you and Carolyn saw, too.
But I don't know how we do that. We'd have to record it. Well, we could record it and then show it to him, I guess. Yeah.
He normally gets it all in download form.
Well, does he see it in video format? You know, the visual is included?
In living color, Bob, as though it were lived. And if you could ask just one question, what would that question be now?
Is there anything higher in amplitude than ion?
Not yet.
Ion, you mentioned me separating myself from this reality. Could you restate that?
You just cough, it but the cough is not you. You swallow, but what you swallow is not you. But you take it in, it becomes part of you. Those semblances are the shifts that you decide apply to the part that you take into you. Segue the difference.
And you said semblances.
Semblances, yes. Therefore, we are totally happy, deliciously, and forever incomplete.
Thank you, Ion.
Thank you, Ion. Thanks.
Thank you.